is a News 1130 special report.
Extra, extra, read all about it. The subject of our next Courage to Combat profile spreads good news as his way of giving back to the community. News 1130's John Ackerman has more from the recipient in the medical category.
Stefan Scott is a familiar sight on the corner of Thurlow and Davie in Vancouver's West End. That's where he can be seen selling copies of Megaphone magazine. The 47-year-old says it's his way of giving back.
I used to minister to Yohanna Harvey's, and I can share my story with others.
Back in the year 2000, he went on a cross-Canada road trip from Vancouver to his hometown of Montreal. 30 kilometers from home, he fell asleep at the wheel, sending his car into a ditch. He woke up from a coma 2 months later, forced to learn how to walk, talk, and write again.
When you wake up, you don't know what to do, you know what to think, to say.
He also found out he was HIV positive. 2 years later, he fell off a cliff while in Whistler. Then a brain scan showed he had a tumor. Without support, he ended up homeless, but then he found his way to Megaphone.
I do the Megaphone magazine to keep myself busy. For me, it's a good agency, a very good community support.
With his life back on track again, Scott now has dreams for the future, including a trip to Australia and a chance to see his favorite animal, the koala.
So this is why I'm saving all the change I get from my customer, which is kind of my family. They support me every week, and all that change will go to a special account to help my dream come true.
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 special report.
Start spreading the news. The recipient of the Courage to Come Back Award in the medical category does just that every day. News 1130's John Ackerman introduces us to a remarkable man who has overcome a lot.
They say it's never too late to start all over again. Stefan Scott would probably agree with that. He's done it twice.
Never give up. There's always hope. There's always things that can get worse, but it can also get better.
The first time came after a cross-Canada road trip when Scott fell asleep at the wheel, ended up in a ditch, and then in a coma. He woke up 2 months later, forced to learn how to walk, talk, and even write again. Blood work done at the hospital revealed he was HIV positive. 2 years later, while on a trip to Whistler, he fell off a cliff and was sent into another coma. He ended up homeless and addicted to drugs.
So I say, well, it's going to make me forget, take the pain away, whatever.
But hitting bottom led him to the path he's on now. These days, he sells copies of Megaphone magazine, the street paper which allows vendors to keep the profits from the copies they sell.
For me, my family is my customer because they come to talk to me every day, how you been doing and how's your week, how's your weekend, all that.
Scott is happy to share his good news with everyone. It's the courage to come back.
It's a positive wave that people can think about it. They say, well, if Stefan can do it, I can do it too, right?
I'm John Ackerman.
And News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which will be handed out May 16th at the Vancouver Convention Center.